the work of the filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan. And in particular, one of my favorite movies of his is The Village, which is a movie about a group of people who choose to separate themselves from modern society and live according to the pattern of 19th century separatist idealist communities. And I'm the kind of person who likes to watch the extras and the comments and everything else on the DVD. So I watched the some of the actors talking about the experience, and one of the things that Shyamalan did was he had them go to a place that recreates historically these kinds of experiences of these 19th century communities. And one of the actors said that she was struck by how much work this, right? None of our modern conveniences. If you were going to have bread that day, you had to get up and knead the dough and bake the bread. You know, there was a constant, basically from sunup to sundown, there was constant work. And I was thinking about that as I was looking at the Proverbs reading, because without a doubt, the woman in the Proverbs reading is very busy. She does a lot, right? She does a lot. But there is some, one, necessity for her to do a lot, just because of the age in which she lives. And then there is also the ability to find value and do good in the midst of all that work. And it strikes me that one of the great historical questions in history and in Christianity is the relationship between our good works and our redemption as wrought by Christ. And I think that the Proverbs reading and the reality of the nature of work in the ancient world and how that is different from the nature of work today really gives us some important news. We have a lot more downtime, a lot more free time, a lot more time for rest and reflection, even though we don't feel like it all the time, especially with the holidays racing down upon us. But we have that opportunity in a way that our ancestors didn't. And so the question of the role of all that work in their lives was very pressing, a very pressing reality. So one of the things that happens in the gospel that we heard today is that the treasure of redemption is there. It's out there. It's ready to be found. You know, the great and the wonderful pearl, the net full of fish, they're all there. They're there to be had. And that's a part of Matthew's teaching. In the gospel of Matthew, God has flung like seeds the kingdom of heaven everywhere, and all you have to do is find the seeds and nurture them. And I think that these parables that Jesus tells, they come at the end of a long section where he's teaching people about the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is not a place in the clouds you go when you die, like we learn as little kids, you know. It is a very present reality. It's finding real life, profound life. And the assertion is that the work of redemption, the opportunity to find the kingdom of heaven, is a given. It's there. In Christ, that needed to be accomplished. Christ did salvation on the cross and in the resurrection. It sits there like a treasure in a field, or the pearl of great price, or the net full of fish. And what we're invited to do is find it, search for it, look for it, find it, gather it in, nurture it, and cherish it. It's not a matter of earning our redemption. That's already a given. It is a matter of taking that gift, that seed of the kingdom of heaven, and really taking it into our lives. Change even the work of our lives. That's what Queen Margaret did. In Scotland, in the 11th century, she really undertook, like from Proverbs, she was busy. Margaret was busy. She raised 8 children. That's busy right there, right? And on top of that, she instructed the clergy and advocated for ecclesial change and for peace and for the building of schools and abbeys. And she was busy. Her life was like the life of all of our ancestors, very full of work. No modern conveniences. No way to store food. No plastic bottles. No antibiotics. None of the things that we find convenience in. And yet, she took the seed of the kingdom of heaven that she knew was hers, and she worked it. She watered it. She sprouted it. She took care of it. She made it grow. And she, by advocating I love this one, more frequent communion. Right? She pressed the people of Scotland to forget the teaching that said that they were so bad that they weren't worthy to receive communion. She pushed them on that and advocated for a more frequent receiving of communion. She pushed the clergy to really keep Lent as a time of renewal and restoration. She pushed the clergy to be learned and to have good pastoral skills. She pushed her church and her society to grow with the seeds of the kingdom. So that what Christ did shaped the work of her life. And I think that's the right relationship between redemption and our works. It's not a matter of earning it. It's not a matter of making up for how bad we are and how wrong we are. It's a matter of nurturing the gift and letting it sprout. It's about cherishing the fact that the love of God comes to us continually as a gift, and then deciding what we're going to do with that gift. Queen Margaret of Scotland did a lot for society, for her faith. She took the gift of salvation, the seed of the kingdom of heaven, and did a great deal with it. What do we do with the gift of our faith?